yesterday we started to work on the Lav Mubayura Balyamatse. And we had the four exceptions where the Lav does not apply. Chometz of Agoy, Chometz of Hekdish, or Hefker, or somebody else's Chometz. These are the four types of Chometz that are not included in the Lav of Balyura Balyamatze. But today's Gemara comes along and asks a stira. Because we just said, Avalata Roya Shalacher, you are allowed to see Chometz of a Goy in your house because you don't own it. And yet, it says, Yochu Yikabal Pekdonis Min Anochre, Talmud Loimel Yimotze, I might think you're allowed to take a Pekodon of a Goy. Pekodon means the Goy gives you over Chometz to watch. You become a Shomer. Talmud Loimel Yimotze, you're not allowed to be a Shomer on the Goy's Chometz. So that's a stira. It's not your Chometz, you're only watching it for the Goy. That's the stira the Gemara asks the Kasha. And the Gemara gives a teretz. The Gemara says that it's no stira. Without achrayis, it's not yours, you have nothing to do with it, so then it's fine. Avat rei shalachem, without achrayis. With achrayis, you're not allowed. With achrayis, when you become a shomer, and you have achrayis on a goy's chometz, then you're over on Bal Yerua Bal Yerua. Right. Now, the Gemara, there's 2 points we want to work on this year. First of all, on the Chiyuv itself, what is the Chiddush HaTorah that you're Mechuyev on a Goy's Chometz? That itself. Why is it so? And the second point is, when it says in the Gemara, a very important point, when it says in the Gemara, Achrayis, we know in Gemaras that there's all levels of Achrayis. So when you learn this Gemara and you see the word Achrayis, you have to understand how much Achrayis is the Gemara talking about. There's Achrayis, Shoyel has Achrayis, Afilo Einzin, Shomer Socher has even Gnev Aveda. We have there four Shomerim, but there's really three levels of Achrayis. Shemar Kinnim is only on Pshia. So when the Gemara says a word Achrayis, we have to think as well as how much. The Gemara does not say exactly how much Achrayis is. That's the second point we want to work on. Yeah. Now the first point going back to is the Gemara comes along and says that if a person's a Shomer on a Goy's Chometz he's Chayiv. So the Gemara says, and Gemara has two Lashonis. The first Lashon says, this can only work out if you hold Dover HaGarim L'mamun K'mamun Domi. Then it's possible to say such a Chiddush that you're over Bal Yerua Bal Yemotze by watching a Goy's Chometz. But if you hold Dover HaGarim L'mamun Lav K'mamun Domi, so then how could you be over? So when the Gemara brings in this Klal, this is a Shas Inyan, Dover HaGarim L'mamun. What does that mean and what's the Machloikis? That the machloikis between the Shimon and the Chachamim is when a man does not own something, he didn't go out and buy something, he didn't really, it's not his, but he has responsibility on an object, like sort of an insurance he took upon himself, that if something will happen to him, he'll pay for it. There are different kinds of, how does a person ever take responsibility? A shomer takes responsibility. There are other ways that a shomer, that if a man, I'll give you another example where a person takes responsibility for an object. A man made a neder to give a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. A neder, right? Not an adov, a neder. I mean, he said that harei olai, so that means that he has to see to it that he brings an animal, and in case the animal gets lost, he has to bring another animal. So it comes out like this. He doesn't own the animal anymore because he made it hegdish. But he carries responsibility that he'll have to replace it. So the machlokes in the Gemara is in lumdus. Is this called ownership? Carrying responsibility. Germ l'mon means I'll have to take out of my pocket money to replace an object, is that as if I own the object because I have to replace it or no? Just because I have to replace it doesn't mean I own the object. It's not, it's a chiyuv, that I have to take care of. But it doesn't mean that I own the object that I have to replace. Rav Shimon holds davar gemom kimom and dami, and Acham say lav kimom and dami. So the Gemara, the first lashon, holds that according to the only if you hold, in order for a yid to be Evan bal yiroa bal yimotzei, so the Gemara held, it says in the Torah l'chot, for it says l'chot, the Taka says lo yimotzei, but it also says l'chot, so you have to have some kind of an ownership. So the Gemara asks, this could only come out good according to Rav Shimon, who says davar garmel malam kimom and dami. So if you take responsibility on the goy's chametz, it's like l'cho. But if you hold lav k'mam and dummy, how could the Gemara say you're not allowed to have a goy's chametz and take responsibility be over? So the Gemara answers, no. There's an extra pasuk lo yimotzei that really you don't own it. Davar garmel lav k'mam. Really, the fact that you take responsibility is not like yours. But anyway, the Torah says lo yimotzei. As long as it's found by you and you have something to do with it. I'm making a point of that. The word, the pasuk of lo yimotzei doesn't say anything that's found in your property or else you wouldn't need any achrayus at all. Lo yimotzei is not literally should be found by you. Lo yimotzei means shouldn't have any shaykhus, shouldn't be motzi, you shouldn't have any handling to do with it, shouldn't have anything to do with it. So therefore, it's a chiddush haTorah that lo yimotzei teaches us that you chayiv. That's the first lashon. The second lashon comes along and says, reverses it a little. The second lashon has a shtick of kashya. The second lashon says, fakir, it's more shver on the man diyamur who says, davar garmel malam kimom and dami. Because according to him, what do you need layimotzi in the first place for? If you hold that every time a shomer has responsibility for an object, it's like it's his, so poshit. It says l'yiroa l'cho, this is l'cho, what do you need? So the Gemara goes and answers. I don't want to go into the Gemara's terrors. But we want to add on here an interesting story. L'chara, the first lashon wasn't bothered by the second lashon's kashya. And this is an important point. L'chara, the first lashon, how could the first lashon answer? If you hold l'vragram l'mom and kimom and domi, so l'chayra, since you have responsibility on the goy's chametz, so it's poshut, you're over and by your own, by your motzim. So why doesn't the first lashon hold it a problem with the second lashon? Why does he say, what is he going to do with lo yimotzei? Yeah?
What's the most passion in the second lashon?
Second lashon is, if you hold d'vragam l'mom k'mom and domi, so it's natural, the yid who's watching the goy's chametz and has responsibility, it's like the yid's chametz. So what do you need lo yimotzei for? What do you need an extra pasuk of lo yimotzei? The first lashon found that it had this lo yimotzei seems to be an extra word, lo yimotzei. I'm going to go into why it's extra. But the Gemara assumes that it's extra. So the Gemara says, the second lashon says, great, if you hold lav kimom and dami, so without the posik, you wouldn't be over. You need the posik. But according to the other lashon, what do you need the posik for? So the Gemara has to answer that over here everybody's moed lav kimom and dami because it's be'en. So over here, according to the second lashon, to make simplify matters, according to the second lashon, technically, here it's not really considered like he owns the chametz, and you have an extra pasuk of lo yimotzei that you chayev anyway. But according to the first lashon is mashma that you don't need lo yimotzei. The lumdus I and why you over and bal yiroa bal yimotzei on a goy's chametz because davar hagerem lemamen kimamen dami. So Taka is a kash on the first lashon. What does he do with the pasuk? What do you need the extra pasuk lo yimotzei? That's a point that I just want to work on.
Yeah, that's
right. Why didn't it bother the first lashon? So we want to say shtik alum de shiteres that the first lashon held that the pshat is you still need lo yimotzei even though dovar gram lamam and kimam and dov, and the fact that he has responsibility on the goyish chometz. In Lomdus makes it as if he owns it, but we, without lo yimotzei, he would still be potter. Why? Because without the lo yimotzei, we would think that in order to be driven by yiroa by yimotzei, you need two conditions. What's the two conditions? That you have an ownership, you have a din mamon in the chametz, you have, it's like it's yours, but it's also that you've been possible to eat it. Then the Torah gives v'yiro v'yimotzi. The chiddush that I'm saying is without the extra pasuk of lo yimotzi to tell us that you chayiv even on chametz that you just have responsibility, we might think you're only v'yiro on your own chametz mamish. Why? Because on your own chametz mamish, you can come to eat it whenever you want. So then the Torah puts v'yiro v'yimotzi so that you shouldn't come to eat it. And this svarak, what we're being machadish now is really brought down a rishonim. That some rishonim hold that the iser of v'yiro v'yimotzi, the Torah gave it in order not to be over on the iser of achilas chametz, since it has a chi of koros. So what we're saying is that the extra pasuk of lo yimotzi comes to teach us that you're chayiv anyway, even though there's less chance that you'll come to eat, because you don't really own it completely. It's the goy's chametz that you have a responsibility. Now, there's less chance he's going to eat a goy's chametz than his own chametz, because a gneiva, it goes into the other problems of it's not really his chametz. If he's an honest Jew, he's not going to eat the goy's chametz. So I might think he's not over on Bayiro Bayimotze. What? No, that doesn't matter. But the main thing is, if it's not really your chametz, you're not Trafus. If it's because you don't own it. What Gekar? What? Why is it Negev? We're talking about a goy, a regular goy. Let's talk about a regular goy. You need a pasuk to tell us that even though you have responsibility, you have a davar gan long kemamin, but you're not going to go to eat it. An erlech yid, it's not his. The shaila geneva, it's not going to help you. The fact of kipshos. I'm talking about even by regular goy, where you don't have that problem. So we might think that in such a case where you only have responsibility. So in Hilchus Mamin, in Hilchus Al Salam Dishim, do you own an Avada Kigurim Kemamin Dami? But we might think that there's no Bayiro Bayimotse, because it doesn't apply the Kzer Hashem Yavala Eichloi, Mashmo Yimotse, that you don't need it.
Maybe it will apply to somebody else who by mistake eat it.
Good, but if you, that's
one
of the questions.
The household will go ahead and eat it.
Well, we're assuming that he knows, that's no problem. We're talking about the owner of the Chametz. One who's going to be Erev and Bal Yerua. We're assuming that the Chiddush HaTorah is for him. And he knows that he doesn't own it. And there's less chance that he's going to go eat it. So you might wonder, it sounds like it's a deraisa dikah is totally in Shem Yovel O'Echloi. So the truth is that some Rishonim learned that the Isser, sometimes the Torah gives one Isser not to come to another Isser. It's a Siyog Min HaTorah. I'm saying a big Chiddush over here, which you find in other places. Like there's a law, you're not allowed to have bad weights. A merchant is not allowed to keep a bad weight in his house because maybe he'll come to steal from the customers. But it's midaraisa, you're not allowed to keep. Saying a big kiddush here. Sometimes the Torah itself gives siyogim. These are examples of averas which are maybe themselves not bad, but they're only averas not to come to a bigger avera. So kamash, so that's what I'm saying. Even though the first lashon holds that that's what you need lo yimotze for, and even though you might think you're not having bal yirua, not because you don't have ownership, but because lo yavela eichloi, kamashma lo yimotze, that you're over anyway. Either because you might come to eat it anyway, or you don't need, or it's takanat because you have a lo eichloi.
Yes, on the other side, so you can have the same havmina, and then there's no extra pasuk to learn.
What second side? What? The second side doesn't hold it up. Doesn't hold it up. We're only explaining the first lashon.
If you shut up, then it's a siyog. But it might have to buy everything else. You don't have that.
Certain, because bedilamine, that's Taisus Kashi, because since the whole year round you're eating, okay, it's an economy. Certain averas are more. All right, but that itself, I heard from my Rebbe Rabbi Chaim Zalzangazun, he had a whole shiur on this. That this is that certain lavim in the Torah were given als harchokis for other lav. Usually harchokis only derabbanan. I'm showing you tzidik mishkolos. Some achrayna one, that's why it could be. There's no malchus on it. What? So some achrayim learn bal yiruah. The yisod of bal yiruah is in order not to come to eat. So it comes out like this: on chometz that you have achrayus on, really you're not really going to come to eat it because in hilchus moment you're not allowed to eat it in hilchus moment.
If it was just not to come to eat, the bal yiruah would be enough. You wouldn't need
the bal yiruah. Bal yiruah, bal yiruah to go together. That we said yesterday. That's the Gemara's thing. Zeh bo zeh, about it. They work with each other. You can't ask me if it's only for about. Terry wants to put two lava for it not to come to you. You can't go and say, since it's only al sachila, that should be enough. Terry doesn't want you to see it either. He might come to eat. But another goyish hachamis, you're not afraid you're going to eat. But that, this is one knach that I wanted to say to Fahim for the first wash. This is just in pshat in the Gemara. Okay. So now the Gemara comes out with, and the Gemara says that we paskin that Dover Agurim Lamomen is lav kemonado. So therefore, according to this, without any pasuk of lo yemotze, without the extra word lo yemotze, you would be allowed to take achrayis on a goy's chometz. Why? Because lav kemonado, it's not yours. And since it has, it's not lakos, it's mamish like it. It's like it's the achrayis doesn't mean anything. Kamash malo yemotze, that you're chayv. There's a nice shaila in the achrayim. Very interesting. Well, before I say that, before the shaila achrayim, there's a machlokes rishayim. After we coming out, that how do we know that Yitzhak is not allowed to take a bikkurim from a goy? Because there's an extra posik, there's an extra word in the Torah lo yemotze. So even though taka dover agurim l'mom alav k'mom adomi, and technically you don't own the goy's chametz, still you're not allowed to have it. So we have a machlokes rishonim, the rush brings down. Now's the second point. How much achrayis do you have on the goy's chametz to be over l'yiro b'yimotz? One sheet to hold, you have to have achrayis of gneva v'aveda. That means that even though achrayim speak out, even though we're talking about the goy, there's no automatic shemer chinam shemer socher shoyl by a goy. The parasha of shemer is only between two Jews, but by goyim there's no automatic. But they speak out over here. It's talking about that the goy and the yid signed the contract that will take responsibility for gneiva v'aveda, which is just as if it was a normal shemer socher. I'm making to a knech here. If you look at the Makor Chayim and it speaks out the Feres, that here we're talking about how to speak it out. By Yidden, normally, if you pay somebody for watching, automatically becomes a Shem Mesocher. Because that's the way the Torah set it up. If you get paid, you carry responsibility for Gnei Vaveda. When a Goy pays a Yid to watch, he doesn't automatically make the Yid into a Shem Mesocher. Because by a Goy, the Torah didn't give such a parasha of level, Shem Mechinim, Shem Mesocher. So it's talking about they made a special Kenyan, they wrote out a contract, I'm paying you, and therefore you have to take responsibility. They had to speak it out for fair. That's what one sheet to hold. The other sheet to hold, Shem, enough for Pshia. As long as they made up that if the Yid will be careless on the Goy's Chometz, that's enough to make him higher by your Rav Yomotz. So we have here a big Machloikas, and you saw in Shulchan Aruch, there's two sheetas. Yeah?
I don't know. Are the person is watching his Chometz for money or what?
But that's the machlokes over here. Some say only if you're watching for money and you become a shomer socher, then you're over by your roach. The other man, the Amr, says no. Even if you're watching for free, since you're chayiv on pshia, that's enough achrayis to make you chayiv on by your roach, by your muscle. So halacha l'maaseh, it's a big machlokes.
I mean, it wouldn't be machlokes. You just have to see if he's getting money for it or not.
No,
if
but
he's getting money to
shomer socher. Machlokes is if he's not getting money, does he have to get rid of it or not? Everybody's moed the shemer socher. The machlokes is, what about if he doesn't take money and he's only a shemer chinam? Does our gemara also apply? Is that what the gemara says? Achrayis, that's also makabel pigdainis, even for free, or since it's for free and he's only chayiv minimum shmira, he's not over on anything and he's allowed to keep the chometz there. It's a tremendous machlokes. What? Yeah, in a chanami, if they would,
if they didn't get money.
True. Yeah. But make it simpler. Usually, the more money you give, the more achrayis you take. Good. Okay. I wanted to simple make it so it should look more like a shemer socher to give it easier to understand. So, what's the machlokes rishonim? We'd like to say a hesber. Why does some rishonim say that an our gemara is talking about the level of shemer socher? In order to be over on Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotze, the Yid must have a Chai Shem Esocher. And why, according to others, do you have to have only even Shem Echinam? B'chayra, the Gemara says, you have a Pasuk, that Talmud Loim Alo Yimotze, that you Chayim if you take a Pikot, and what's the difference? Why is it Machlokes? So here you could say, the Achrayim have a big Shailah, was steht in the pasuk, when the Torah, really you shouldn't be chayiv on anything. Because dovra gerem l'mom and lav k'mom and dov. Carrying responsibility on chametz, we paskin like the chametz, is not like you own the chametz. But the Torah came along and added a new pasuk. Lo yimotzei. So the Mishaila is like this. You could look at it two ways. Either you could say that the Torah, that in other words, even though you don't own it at all, even though Dovra Gurim Lab Kimamin Dami, since it's sitting in your property, so you carry the risk, you have the Avera anyway. That's the first way to look at it. That would be the simplest way. But there could be a bit, there's another lumdish, there's a lumdish way to look at it. And say like this, that the when the Torah says the extra word of lo yimotzei, what the Torah is teaching us is, even though by every place in the Torah, when you carry responsibility on an object, you do not own the object, but on chametz by Pesach you do own the object. For the laws of chametz, it's garim l'mom and kimom and domi. Here's an exception. It's more of a chiddush. In other words, it's making chametz an exception to the klal of dovra gerem l'mom l'av k'mom. In other words, over here, by chametz, when it comes to the laws of chametz, carrying responsibility for chametz is as if you own the chametz. Even though by all other laws, by hekdesh, you don't own it, you own this chametz. By you carrying responsibility, it's as if you own it. In other words, here it's like a passing like Rav Shimon. The first way is
like
saying,
is
it like similar, yeah, good along those lines of like Borbisha Sarab, the chametz, enachanami, something like that. So it comes out that'll be mazbir the machlokes rishonim. But let's see, you figure out yourself whether you need shemachinam or shemitzocher to be chayiv.
The first way
is that really you don't own it. Really you don't own it because you have really technically. So just because you carry responsibility on chametz, it's not yours. But lo yimotzei is anyway. As long as it's in your property, you have something to do with it, even though you don't own it. You have to get rid of it anyway. The second sheet is no. That the chiddush haTorah is here. Dovra gerem l'mamon. This is an exception. By the laws of chametz shiny, by the laws of chametz, he passing like Rav Shimon, that dovra gerem l'mamon is kimam and dami. So the difference between these two ways of looking at the chiddush haTorah of lo yimotzei makes the difference how much achrayus you need. And let's fit it in together. The first sheet holds that really you never dovra gerem l'mamon lav kimam and dami, even by chametz, you don't own it. But chiddush haTorah that anyway you shouldn't be found by you. So therefore even the smallest amount, even the lowest level of shemachinim is enough. Masha'en came, the second shita holds those rishonim who say you have to have a level of achrayus of geneva v'aveda, you have to be like a shemesocher. They hold that the chiddush haTorah of lo yimotzei is that if you take responsibility, it's dovra gerem l'mamon k'mamon dami. That if you take responsibility for an object, it's as if you own it. So they hold that. That's only by Gneva Aveda. And here's a very important lumbus. Gneva, if you take your responsibility, Gneva Aveda, that's called gerem l'mamon because you carry responsibility, and then you, even though, let's say, you made a shtickel shmira. But if it's Geneva Aveda, you still have to pay out the money. That's called Gerem L'mamon. You carry responsibility for the object. So therefore, the Torah is Mechadish. It's like your chametz. But Pshia, they learn, Pshia is not called really carrying responsibility. Pshia is don't be a shlamazel. The whole lumdus of Pshia mitam mazik. When a man is careless with something it's watching, it's as if he smashes it. So that they don't know. That's not called Gerem L'mamon. That's called don't be a shlamazel. So therefore, in order to be chayiv on chametz, you have to have it should be gerem l'mamon. It should be something that you carry a normal level of responsibility on the objects. You have to have a chayis of gnei raveda. But again, but those rishonim will hold that the Gemara says even a shemachinim is chayiv on bal yiroa bal yimotzei, because they hold like this: Avada Shemer Chinam, the level of Shemer Chinam is not Dover Gerim Momen Kimomen Dom. That's not called Gerim. The only reason he's paying is because he was a Shlamazel. When a person pays for Pshi, he's not paying because he's carrying insurance. He's paying almost like as he was a Shlamazel, like he damaged it. So that's not really cool that he has an ownership in the object. It's his own fault. So therefore, they hold that still, Lo Yimotzi says, as long as it's found by you, even though in Lumdus it's not called that you have a Dover Germa moment, you underwrote it, that you have insurance on it, you chayiv anyway. Because they learned the Chiddush HaTorah of Lo Yimotzi is that even though you don't own it, you chayiv. So as long as you have Yim Shi is enough to make you to make you have a shaykhus to the chometz. Asha'ein kein those rishonim will hold that you only chayiv on bal yiro bal yimotzi. Only if you carry a higher level of insurance, you carry gnev aveda, because they hold that the Torah, when the Torah added on the words lo yimotzi, the Torah is saying when you carry responsibility, it's as if you own it. So in what's called carrying responsibility, gnev aveda. So this lechor would be a shtarke hezber that the machlokes rishonim. How much achrayis do you have to carry in order to be chayim bal yiro bal yimotzi is totally what did the Torah mean when the Torah came along and was mechadish that lo yimotzi. This is to understand these two sheets. Now, if this machloike, after we've gotten through this machloikas rishayin, that's clear, it's machloikas rishayin. And with the hezber that we said now, we could also go right there and see that there's some interesting nafkaminas, there's some big nafkaminas besides how much achrayis you have to have between this machlokes, whether you have to have achrayis of geneva aveda or achrayis of pshia in order to be chayiv and bayirah, will also have other nafkaminas. One nafkamina could be what to do one nafkamina could be like this: is there a mitzvah tashbisu on chometz that you will makabel achrayis on this yid that was our case in our gemara? The yid took responsibility on a goy's chometz, and the gemara says klor that he's over and bal yiro bal yimotze, right? Whatever level of achrayis he has, shemachinim shemisofa. He's going to be over by Yerub by Yimotzei, and he has to do something about it. Does he have a mitzvah sasei of Tashbisu also? Or is he only have by Yerub and by Yimotzei? The Shagas Arias takes on Klor that there is a mitzvah of Tashbisu also. Just like our Gemara says, that there's by Yerub by Yimotzei and Chometz that you have responsibility, so there's Tashbisu also. And the Nesivis, the Makor Chaim, argues. The Makor Chaim says like this: Lo Yimotze, by Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze, the Torah was Mechadish and extra posik that Lo Yimotze, you're over and Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze, even though you don't own the Chometz. Lo Yimotze. But on Tashbisu, it's only on your Chometz. But on Chometz that you have responsibility on, there's no extra word Lo Yimotze by Tashbisu, there's no extra words there. So the mitzvah of Tashbisu is only, mitzvah saseh is only on chometz that you vade on. That's yours mamish. Chometz that you took achrayis on, there's no mitzvah saseh. What's the machlokes between the Shagas Aryeh and the Nesivis? Could be that's the same machlokes. The Shagas Aryeh holds, like those Rishayim who say that you need a emotional level of achrayis of gneva veda, because then the chometz becomes yours. Dover agarim, the Torah is mechadish dover. When you have responsibility of gneva veda, so then the words, it's as if you own it. Dover agarim lemomen kemomen dum. So once it's like yours, you automatically you have the mitzvah tashbisu also. Ma shein kein the nesivis who says that you do not have the mitzvah, because the nesivis will hold the other shita. Nesivis will hold that the Torah, the Chiddush HaTorah of Lo Yimotzei is, even though you do not own it at all, but Lo Yimotzei, it shouldn't be found by you. But really, you don't own it. So if you don't own it, that's only by Lo Yimotzei, where the Torah was Mechadish. You can't have it. But by the mitzvah of Tashbisu, maybe over there, you don't have that special chiddush that even though you don't own it, you still have the mitzvah. So therefore, you only chayav tashbisu if you taka own it. But again, back to Shagas Aryeh holds, the chiddush of lo yimotzei is that it's as if you own it. So therefore, there's no difference of owning mamish or having a chayis, because lo yimotzei is mechadish that by the laws of chometz, if you have responsibility on chometz, as if you own it. So it automatically slips into tashbisu also. Like the Makar Chaim. No, the Chiddush of Lo Yemotze is that even though you do not own it, one Nafkamina. There could be another Nafkamina also, whether what to do with the Chometz. Very important point. Lamaisa Agamora comes out that when you have a Chrayas on a Goy's Chometz, you're over. Now the Gemara brought down a story. What are you supposed to do in order not to be over? So the Gemara brought down the case of the army where they told him to get rid of it. No, maybe over there the army people won't come back, maybe they won't claim it. But Alokha Lamaisa, we're not army people. By a regular guy, the guy's gonna come back after and the guy's gonna come and want his chametz. So if you're gonna throw it out, you're gonna have to pay. So there's a beautiful stickle in the Makar Chaim. What lamaisa should you do? So, so l'chayre, that's going to be told. So l'chayre, this machlokes, according to the way the Hezbollah was saying in Shir, will you be able to make bittul on the goy's chometz and leave it there? If you learn that the chiddush haTorah of lo yimotzei is that the pshat is dover hagram lamomim kimomim domi, that by the laws of chometz, since you have responsibility on it, so it becomes like yours. If it becomes like yours, you're in the position you can make bittul. So you'll make bittul, and the mele you won't be over and by your rabbi yimotze, and the guy will be able to take it back. That's good if you hold like those, like that guy that the chiddush haTorah lo yimotze is that it's as if you own it. Bashain came, if you hold some achrayim fakir, hold it, you won't be able to make bittul. Why? Because you don't own it. All you have is you have a chayis pshia.
Yeah, as far as the
goy is concerned, but we're looking for the yid. As far as the yid is trying to be mevatel, the yid has a chayis, the yid is going to be over in bal yirua. Now the question is, can he get out of his bal yirua by making bittul? So l'chayr, that's mamish toli in this shmud. If you learn that by the laws of chometz, the Torah was mechadish that having responsibility on a goy's chometz is like yours. So if it's yours, you can make bittul on it. But if the chiddush haTorah of lo yimotzei says, even though you don't own it, you can't have it, so you're stuck. You can't have it, but you can't make bittul either because you don't own it. You only have responsibility on it. And dover agerim lamomen lav kimomen domi. And so you take a stuck. So this should come out another nafkamina, whether the chiddush haTorah of lo yimotzei that you're over on a goy's chometz is the chiddush haTorah you're over because you own it, then it will help bittul. But if the chiddush haTorah is you're over even though you do not own it, so you're going to be stuck. There's only one way is to burn it. Either goy will come back, you'll have to pay him for it. But there's two emesis, you can take it deeper. The Nesivus himself comes, who is the Makor Chaim, it's the same person, but Nesivus, he wrote on Machay Shemishpat, and Makor Chaim is on Hilchas Pesach. Megillah is Megillah Storm, the Chavaz Das. He wrote the Chavaz Das in Yeridea. It was a Gon Olam, same time as Rebbe Kivega. Sivas, Ksais, and Sivas, Rebbe Kivega, that was that Gival the Gedor. So the Makor Chaim comes along and he wants a tour of a beautiful Kiddush. He says, here everybody will be Moida, you could be Mevat. I mean, it's very much Negel Aloka with it. For whatever instance, a man is in the business, he's in the storage business. And he keeps storage for Goyim. It's a big business, warehousing today, holding merchandise for Goyim. So to come out and we Kapkin Aloka, what to do with this? How can you go ahead and spill out everything and go out of business in one shot? So according to this Lumbus, if you learn it, it could be Bittul will help. But the Nesivus wants to kind of like this. Merdeka Kap. Even if you hold the other way, even if you hold the tzad, that the chiddush haTorah is lav kimomendami, that you don't own the goy's chometz, still you'll be able to make bittul. Not only you'll be able to make bittul, you'll be able to sell it before Pesach. If you have responsibility on a goy's chometz, even if you hold lav kimam and dummy, hold that's merdi. Even if you hold lav kimam and dummy, you'll be able to sell it and be and mamela. But if you can sell, you can sell and be mavatal. In other words, it's going to become yours. How does that happen? So he comes out with the yisoid gobel. You see how shas, all shas is tied together. He says like this. L'chara like this. What? When it's going to come Pesach time, the goy, what are we dealing with? Again, let's get the case. The yid has responsibility on the goy's chometz. And therefore the yid is about to be over by your own, by your motzi, if he doesn't do anything about it. So the yid, if he doesn't sell it or buy it, if he doesn't sell or do something with it, it's going to become osur bahano. Right? It's going to be worthless. So if the goy who's away, the goy doesn't know anything about it, if you would ask the goy, you should know your stuff is going to come penniless. No Jew is going to want to buy it. I mean, goyim might want to buy it, but no Jew is going to be allowed to buy it. It's going to be osur bahano forever, because the yid, it was in the yid's property, the yid's achrayas. So the goy, if you call up the goy and say, "I better sell quick, because if not, it's going to go down in price. No Jew is going to want to touch it." So the goy would zicher if you would ask him. So it's like yiyush, just like by yiyush. If somebody, you find something in the street. If you, and you know, so if the fellow would realize that he lost it, a man loses a face, he loses a pencil in the middle of 47th Street, right, in the middle of the parade. Though 10,000 people there, about if you'd ask him, he'd be miyayish. So as a person's a lot of pickle, if somebody finds the pencil on the street without a simon, go, it's like a needle in a haystack to find it. So just like it's if you'd ask him, if you would ask him. He would tell you, go ahead and sell. He would say, okay, I bet he would be miayish. He says, I'm going to be stuck. So it, as a loch of yiyush, so therefore it becomes as if he was miayish, as if we asked him already. And therefore he was miayish. So the Jew owns the chametz 5 minutes before the Zman HaIsur. It becomes his and he can sell it. You should have asked me a kasha. We passed in Yish. Shalom midas. Lo have a Yish. He asked that. I'm showing you stepwise. So he says, good. That's only on an individual. But he. Well, oh, you have a guy. Now that's a nice cop. But he doesn't say that. But he says, but here where everybody knows about it. Everybody knows when Pesach comes, all the chametz becomes worthless. So it's called avudu yimenu mikolodim. When something goes down, when there becomes a flood, so even the fellow's not around because it's avudu yimenu mikolodim. It's all sugim bo metziah. This is not just yiyush on one between one person. This is nobody can get to it. So it's avudu yimenu mikolodim. Like we had a baba kama, something falling down. Remember the brisky rov shiloh? Something falling down from the which is going to be smashed. So you lose ownership. So mamela, it's like there's an automatic yiyush. If there's an automatic yiyush, the yid owns it. So the yid, so it's merdik. So mamela, he could sell it, or he could be mevatel it. So that's the gevaldike eitzer, what to do, lemaisa. When you learn this gemara, if a yid has a achrayus on a goy's chometz, he has a tremendous eitzer, what to do, not to be over by yeroah, and he doesn't have to follow like the case of the gemara, the army, he'd have to throw it out. He just waits till a half hour before, right before the Zman HaIsur, and there's an automatic yiyush. It becomes an automatic hefker.
The fact that he sells the very much is no problem.
What do you mean?
The fact that he would still be miyayish even though...
Oh, so that's why I spoke out, that because Yidden won't pay for it.
I heard that.
This is a...
Well, the only thing is you can say that we're only being the battle of Yidden's purposes here. Anyway.
So you have to work it out. I know, it's a good point. L'chara, the goy would not be miyayish completely.
Even if the guy keeps it, even
that's a, yeah, I spoke that. Yeah, I meant I try to stress that in Shir because I knew that problem. Why the goy is feltois goyim to sell it to the Yiddish market to pay more money. If a goy, if you know, in real estate, with the highest prices are in the Jewish. Yeah, no, but that's ainly ala kavashto. It's not all goyim. That's a separate extra chiddush in the Gemara. We're talking about any case of a goy.
So what happens then if the goy wants to come?
No, so if he sold it, it's too late already. You tell him, listen, I couldn't do anything with it. I had to sell it. If it was mevatel, let him take it. If he's mevatel, gives him to the yid. It's afra bielma. To the yid, it's like dirt. To the guy, it's good merchandise. So he gets at it. He doesn't lose his. He doesn't have to cover for it. Now, but there's an interesting eitzah. What? No.
That's what he's saying.
No, because it's not so much competition. The demand is less. So he's miyayish because he'll get less money. Yes. All right, so now, I just want to end off. Every time Bittel, so for that he can make a wall around it. That he'll find an eitzah to do. I mean, that's every time Abodik Tzarek, what you do with a goy's chomis, you won't be ever Bal Yeroa, will be taken care of through Bittel. What about the Takonis Chachom, Shem Yovel, so he'll make him a chitza gavoya. That's a nice point, what you say. Alright. But we're talking about as Bal Yeroa what to do. But the Makor Chaim says another very interesting eitzah. He says like this, if a yid, even if you learn not that way, even if you learn the marshal that without this lumbus, this is a big lumbus, that there's an automatic yiyush. It comes out, you're taking a goyish thing, and because of the svar of yiyush, you're turning it into the yids, so that the yid could sell it or be mevatel. But if you don't want to use that eitzah, he just goes through the various eitzahs. It's interesting to see how they take a shtickle gemara, and when it comes out, alach lamaisa, what are you going to do? The gemara says you can buy everybody you want a goyish chametz, and if he's going to be mevayer it, so he can't sell. It's not his to sell. It's not his to move out. If you don't want to use this lumber,
selling it. What do you need the guy's yush?
How do you sell something that's not yours?
If you sell somebody's, you sell somebody's property.
Nothing.
He doesn't know.
No.
He has to find out.
No. It's no mekach. Ain't double mekach. Double sheni shaloi. Nothing happened. Nothing. You can't sell something that's not yours. Unless you go with a big lumdus, Anan Sari, he would have wanted you to be a shliach, zechiyah mitam shlichas. There's a big terror about that. About the Rav who sold the Yitz Chametz, the Yid, I'm sorry. What? Yes, it goes from Bittul anyway. You're going zechiyah mitam shlichas, you're going into a whole new lumdus over here. I don't want to work with that now. We're looking with Yid. There's a whole new guy to say it's a zechiyah mitam shlichas. You would make him a shliach to sell. That's a whole new mechanic, a whole new way how to answer the problem. But I just want to end off a very interesting gang. Makor Chaim says another eitzah, completely different eitzah. What should a yid do who is makabel achrayis on a goy's chometz? If you want, in order to get out of the aver bal yiro bal yimotze. What? He has goy's chometz that he was makabel achrayis on. So he says a very nice chap. What he should do is, you should go over to another guy, you can't find the first guy, and tell the second guy he should be mekabel achrayis. He should take out a different insurance policy. And he should really take the chometz out of his house also. And take the chometz, bring it over to the guy's house, and tell the guy that you should be mekabel achrayis on the first guy's chometz. But it's a big machlokes achrayinu if that works. You have to know how that works. Can I just go over and sell insurance? Can somebody else insure somebody else's property? Unless you go through shlichus and skiyah. But again, we're staying away from that. So the Mogen Avraham says that it helps. The Chok Yaakov says it won't help. Because once the yid has achrayis on it, so the second yid, it's too bad. He's still going to be Erev Bal Yiroah. But according to some shitas, this will be an eitzah. Again, the eitzah is for the yid to transfer over his achrayis. He had achrayis in Gnei Aveda. Some of Bapshi is hard to, you can't, maybe it'd be hard to transfer over. But on achrayis in Gnei Aveda, someone makes a Kabbalah's Kenyan that he now takes an insurance, he takes out an insurance policy on this amount of chometz in a business, half a million, thousands of dollars. He takes out an insurance policy for 7 days. Once another guy takes the insurance policy off, carries the insurance, so that takes that achrayis off the yid. So he's not over on Bayroa anymore.